Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology, where three astrologers gather on the internet to chat and talk and take calls. And we are gathered here on 9/11, the 18th anniversary of the attacks here in New York. And we have two New York astrologers, and we do expect Heather to join us shortly. I'm Ann Ortley at the Bright Red Desk, and I'm joined here by
Mark Waltz over on the west side and on the east side.
Yeah, I'm on the east side. He's on
the
west.
We got it covered.
That way we got Manhattan covered.
You see the sunrise, I see the sunset.
And I'm actually a sunset kind of girl, so I should probably put you over. I should probably be in your apartment. You should probably be over here because you get up at 4 in the morning to go teach yoga classes. So
right.
We're on the wrong sides of the city, Mark. This is not good, you know. But we, Mark and I also do a live lecture every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And we had tried summer hours, and everybody seems to like them. So we're going to stick with the 6 o'clock time and send everybody home a little early. And Mark's going to go swimming, and I'm going to go out to dinner. You know, that kind of describes our lifestyles. He swims, I eat. It's a good thing. So we had a fun time this summer with moving the hours. And, you know, we're flexible. We may change them again at some point, but at this point, we're going to be having the meeting at the Open Center from 6 to 7:30 on Tuesdays for the foreseeable future. Feel free to stop in and drop your $5 in the pot so we can pay the rent and get some good astrology and talk to your astrology friends. So it's kind of fun. So what do you think about all the stuff going on in the heavens these days, Mr. Mark?
Well, there's a lot. Got a nice full moon coming up, and the Mars and Mercury and Venus have been doing their movement, and it's a lot going on. And Saturn and Pluto are still doing their little shuffle through Capricorn. So look in your chart and see how that affects you.
Yeah,
those are powerful energies. Saturn and Pluto.
Powerful energies. Yeah.
And when they
and
get
Heather
together, is that Heather?
I think Heather just popped in. There she
yes,
is.
Yes, and
hi, Heather.
Happy
How are
birthday.
You? Thank you. It's my birthday. I turned 65 today. I can't believe I'm
a
little
older
than this. And I registered for Social Security, and I get my discount Metro card, you know. So buses are now half fare.
You know,
I'm going to be able to go to movies as a senior. I'm all excited. So
isn't that lovely?
I'm just looking for senior citizen discounts everywhere I go. So.
That's wonderful. Good
yeah.
work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like very excited about although I'm a little like, really, am I really 65? How did I get to be so old so fast?
I know.
But
isn't
I'm not taking the social yet because I'm still working, obviously, but I am getting the health care. And I'm saving almost over $400 a month from my monthly premium, so I'm kind of excited about that.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking
that's
forward
exciting.
To it. Yep.
Yeah. Those are the good.
So.
That's the good news, and you know, you get to. I was so shocked last year when I went to the Paganicon, and I was introduced as an elder, and like you know. I said, okay, I can be a young elder. I'm not an old lady. I'm a young elder. I can do that.
I can do a young elder, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
funny
Mark kind of looked at me and said, it's fun. You're going to like it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're older than me, too. Am I the youngest of the three of us?
I think I just turned 64.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah. I thought I was older than you, Heather. But yeah, okay. But you're an elder in the Indian community. Yeah.
Right. That's what they.
But Mark is older than both of us. He's our wise older guy. So.
And we were trying to get here, and we're happy to pass on this knowledge. You know, it's one of the good things about being an astrologer, is that you just get. I mean, any field where you really, the fact that you've been in it for a long time and seen a lot. Counts, and
yes.
that you can really bring your wisdom to bear. It's not like you're aged out of it. It's like, no,
yeah.
now I know what I'm doing. You know,
I know what
no,
I'm
I
doing.
Really know what
yeah.
I'm doing. Right.
Yeah. I was
so
down in Baltimore
good.
Last weekend at the astrology conference,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Meridian was speaking about the upcoming economic stuff that, you know, all the astrologers and now the economists are forecasting. We've been doing it for a year or two before they brought on. But he was like, yeah, you know, I look at these kids that have been working in the market for like 7 years, And I'm looking at him going, yeah, you guys have no idea what's coming, you know. Because he's kind of a gray-haired guy, too. So,
mm-hmm. And he's
Bill
been
Meridian's
watching the market for a long time.
Yes, yes. He's one of the elders in astrology in the financial markets. So, but he was saying, you know, when you've only been alive, you don't really know what goes on. So I was like, ooh, that's a good way to think of it. So,
I'm thinking now of the people that I know who don't remember, who were not alive at when 9/11 happened, 9/11/01.
I know.
And that is, times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But feeling the heaviness of that, the Saturn-Pluto trine, conjunction, trining, all the Virgo lineup this week, it's an emotionally heavy week, or emotionally emotional week for a lot of people.
Yep.
And
yep.
The Sun and Mars are directly opposed Neptune today. So
yep.
I'm feeling very permeable. How
yeah.
are you doing?
Yeah.
Your birthday. Oh, great birthday person.
Well, I did it good. I kept getting birthday presents. I wrote all my thank you notes are all done. I decided my New Year's, my birthday, I always do a resolution for each birthday. So I decided my birthday resolution was to finish my tasks. Because I get started, you know, and I got a lot of mutable, and I get distracted, and then it kind of doesn't happen. So it's like I just sat there all day long writing thank you notes and got them all done. And then I did a bunch
Wonderful.
Of old hanging to-dos that hadn't been to-done, and I to-do'd them and got them to-done, so that was good. There's still a couple more, but it was like, you know, I was like, all right, I got this all done. And then I cooked a bunch, and I went out for delicious sushi. And had really good portobello mushroom roll. It was very delicious. And then, you know, sushi, of course, is fabulous. And they have this gingerbread pudding at this place that's beyond fabulous. And I had some of that. So I had a nice, and I roasted, you know, I roasted the beets and the squash from the CSA. So I've got food that's healthy for the rest of the week. So that's good. Yeah, so it's the, Heather, I do birthday months. I'm like, we're celebrating the whole month, you know, so. Yeah,
good.
I mean, but I also want to point out we have that full moon in Pisces this weekend. But in the sky right now, Mark, before you got here, Mark was talking about the Virgo and the Capricorn stuff. There was actually a mystic rectangle. I'm a person that believes the nodes count as a really valid point. Some people don't count that north node in Cancer as a point, but I do. And if we do count it, there's a big mystic rectangle up there. And what mystic rectangles do is they kind of call you
on the full moon.
Well,
on the full moon.
Yeah, going into the full
moon,
but all this week it's been up there all this week as all the Virgo planets move through the opposition to Neptune and the sextile, and the trine to Pluto and the sextile to the North Node in Cancer. So it's a big mystic rectangle. I mean, some astrologers don't use the nodes, but I do. I think they're actually more important than planets in many cases. In terms of big events. But mystic rectangles invite you or call you or whisper in your ear. And, of course, with the Mars opposite the Sun and the Mercury this week, or Mars opposite Neptune opposite the Mars and the Sun this week, we're having some really big reveals. We're learning things we didn't know about and how to work with them, you know, on a different level. And I think it's real important to kind of pay attention to that and then also where you're called, because what you're called to grow or what you're called to do with this energy. And, of course, full moons always help us see it, and the full moon will take its place in the mystic rectangle this weekend. So many people are making big decisions in their life about direction and what they want and where they want to go, and it's, that's why it's feeling so important to do that, you know.
Yep.
And
so far.
And it was interesting because when I, you know, one of the things, we have my father's memorial service next week. So I sat down today and did, you know, like what, you know, memories of my dad from, you know, as a kid, you know, other than the obituary stuff, you know. And so I was kind of, you know, I was writing, you know, talking about him and writing him down today.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of
then,
high emotional thing to do, yes.
Yeah, yeah, but also the, you know, like the fun stuff, you know, like the you know, how he grilled the corn and, you know, the things he would, you know, when Mrs. Gadesh broke her arm on the bongo board because they were partying a little hardy in the backyard, you know, stuff like that that was kind of dad stuff, you know, the time he made dandelion wine because some patient told him he could. And I remember he's out crawling on his knees in the rain, plucking dandelions, and I said to my mother, what is he doing? She goes, he's making wine. and it was like the most vile wine you've ever had. I mean, you imagine a dandelion making wine. But, I mean, you know, he did shit like this, you know. So, like, you know, yeah, so it was very memorable. So, but, yeah, it was kind of memory lane. It was definitely Mars, Neptune, Sun, you know,
mm-hmm.
remembering
mm-hmm.
my father in his more Neptunian ways, you know, because he was a Neptune
mm-hmm.
kind of guy in a lot of ways. He had Mars, he had Neptune on his moon in Leo in the first.
So for everybody, expect a lot of extra emotions, and the real
yeah.
high tide will be on Friday the 13th on
mm-hmm.
the on that full moon, because that full moon will be, you know, the moon conjuncts Neptune right before it opposes the sun, and
yep.
the trine from the sun to Pluto will be exact. So
yep.
the next couple of days, you know, if you find yourself crying for no particular reason, just notice it, let it flow, and don't try to apply it to the story. There's just a lot of ambient emotions going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that you have, it might have an extra emotional response to something that happens.
Yeah.
And that, mm-hmm. but it's just let it flow, notice it, and carry on. But it can be that intensity of feeling and perception and concern right now.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Then it switches on Saturday, because both Venus and Mercury go into Libra as the moon goes into Aries. So there's
yeah.
going to be a big energetic shift right after that full moon and that mystic triangle. But asking those questions, as you said, which way are we going, what are we doing, are important to let to come to the surface this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's
there's a big note in the background with that Saturn-Pluto conjunction that's ongoing. They're moving together slowly through
mm-hmm.
Capricorn. And it's changing a lot of structures.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we need to
mm-hmm.
expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be creative, not resistant. Because resistant isn't going to work.
Right.
It's time for things to change.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is. It's not
yeah.
resistant. If you feel that, you know, you can help steer which way the change goes, but you can't stop it.
Right.
Right.
Sometimes being
yeah.
resistant is a smart thing to do, and it prevails. But here's
mm-hmm.
a case where it's not going to prevail. So you might as well figure out how to shift it, like you said, Heather, how you can push it
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
Right. You can steer the boat, but you can't stop the waves.
Right.
Yeah, I always
yeah.
think of it as the difference between sailing and motorboats. You know, motorboats, you're the captain of your ship. The sailing, you have to kind of work with the wind and figure out what the heck it's trying to do and then adapt to that. And so
yep.
it's a little more work, because you're not just pointing
mm-hmm.
in a direction and aiming. And you might take a little longer to get there, because you got to work with the wind and the tides. But if you've ever, you know, done the difference between sailing and motorboating, it's, you know, it's very different energies. And this is not a motorboating time. This is a sailboat time, where you're kind of like, yeah, where are the winds and the tides carrying me? And I do find, you know, at least in my client base, a lot of people are making really big changes in their structure of their life. And, you know, and a lot of the structures that they thought were going to hold shifted, and a lot of the structures that they anticipated being part of their life weren't, but then they got new structures. So it's kind of, you know, don't hold too tightly, too, is with all this Neptune, to what your, you know, your expectation is it has to be this, and if it's not, stomp, stomp. The approach with this is, oh, my expectation is it's supposed to be this. What are you doing? You know, so that's the other piece of it, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's
so
kind
good.
Of an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
And are
yeah.
you invoking anything in particular for your year? I mean, this is some nice changing energy and healing
yeah.
energy
yeah.
for your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it's very
so,
big. I got a nice, well, I've got, when I cast my solar return, if I do precessed or regular solar
mm-hmm.
return, the clump of Virgo is either in 10 or in 11.
Mm.
And I like both of them, you know. The Saturn
mm-hmm.
Pluto is in my second, so it's, you know, kind of working with energy, and then the other guys are over in the relationship house. So I think it's really, you know, working on the book. And every year before my birthday, I sit down and I write what's called a gospel, which is a thing I learned back when I was in sales in my younger days. And I do it every year on my birthday for my personal life, and I do it from, you know, my astrology practice and stuff. So I did that today and yesterday and today, mm-hmm. which is what my vision is, you know, for the next 24 years, because I've now been an astrologer for 24 years. I started in 19... Yeah, I started studying astrology right now, 1994. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm starting my 25th year as an astrologer. Yeah.
Yay.
A new chapter begins.
You're,
and 9/11 was, of course, when I went full time, because it was my birthday and my office blew up. And I thought,
oh my.
You were just being a wimpy Virgo. Go be an astrologer, you know, wimpy Virgo. Stop being a wimpy Virgo. You can go to work and die, you know. Stop being such a wimp.
Yeah.
You know, so
do what you really love.
Well, it's, you know, you never know how long you have. And so I have to say it was, mm-hmm. you know, there were a couple lean years there because I probably didn't have as many clients as I should have to go full time. But my office blew up, and I didn't want to go down with all that dead body smell either. It was really stinky down there. Yeah, so... And there were dead bodies down there. I mean, there were, like, mm-hmm. stuff rolling around that wasn't very fun. As a sensitive, you would, you know, there's parts of that World Trade Center memorial I don't go to because the little bodies are all still there. Oh, they're still there, yeah. And they're mad, man. They were not happy. Yeah. So, but, yeah, that was my go-live date for being an astrologer, which was 7 years, of course, after I'd started studying it. So,
mm-hmm.
gotta love that Saturn.
Gotta love that.
So this is a big, you know, this is a big day for me, Heather. I hadn't thought of it quite that way before until I started saying it, but I'm like, yeah, it was a big day. So.
And so that may this be a big day and be the beginning of the next cycles. And really embracing the next phase of your life. You know, you're saying you said goodbye to your dad. You finished that chapter. It sounds like your health is really picking up, and all kinds of good things are coming up.
Yeah, I've been walking a lot, and my foot's in good shape, so I can go swimming again because they wouldn't let me in the pool with the open wound, so I can start swimming. Yeah, so I'm like, well, I didn't also want to get into one with an open wound, but so we're on a forward motion.
Wonderful.
It's good. And so we have a lot of people on the line for calls.
Yeah.
But everybody, this weekend, that full moon in Pisces is really juicy. So don't just listen to me say what I'm doing. You guys make your dreams, too. And it harkens back to the new moon in Pisces in March of 18 and the Sag moon that happened in December of 18 when the moon was at the same degree it is now in the sky at the full moon. And it finishes up next June when we're in Gemini full moon. So... Gemini closing square. So it's a full moon for you to see and do things and take action. So it's very cool. So sounds like a plan.
Who's on the line?
Well, there was one person when I got on that was already here, so I think we should pick on them first and go from there.
Go for it.
Hi, 904-495. You're being rewarded for your showing up early. What's the question?
Thanks for taking my call and happy birthday.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I was just wondering if you could look at my chart and
but were you born?
If you have any just general advice. May 17th, 1968.
Time?
At 7:24 a.m.
I'm sorry, what was the date
and where?
What was the date again?
May 17th, 1968.
Okay.
And where were
Arlington,
you born?
Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
Arlington, Virginia.
Wonderful.
All right. And so you want us to just look Arlington and Arlington or Arlington and Hopewell or Northampton?
Arlington. Yeah, just Arlington.
Who knew there were so many Arlington, Virginias, right? Counties in Arlington.
So you've had Uranus going back and forth squaring your moon all year. And as a Taurus moon in Aquarius with such fix signs, you probably don't particularly like change, but may have been dealing with a fair amount this year. Do you feel like your life is changing in a direction that you are enjoying?
Well, as a Taurus, it's scary. So
yeah.
It has to change, and I'm just unsure how and when.
It is. I would say soon. And you are, because Uranus is coming back to, how far back does Uranus get? It goes to 4, I believe.
2.5. It goes back to 2.5.
It's going to 2.5. So it's going to be 2 more passes over your moon, squaring your moon, asking you to make some changes. Now, you really come alive in a few years as Uranus conjuncts your Venus and your Sun. It's like new lifeblood coming in. But it looks like you've got to make, that you've already been tempted, but you've got to now figure out how you would follow through on making to ending a few chapters so that you can begin a few more. And your progressed moon in Sagittarius is coming to conjunct Jupiter in the next couple of months, so I would be very surprised if this took too much longer.
Okay.
Do you have a big step that you're about to make?
Yeah, I need to take some training, and I just haven't made that jump yet. I'm just frightened.
What are you afraid of? Because it feels like you have to close some chapter to open that chapter. Do you have to move
I'm
to take the training or travel?
No, I could do it online. I'm just afraid that it's the wrong training, that I'll be doing the wrong thing.
Because you're not happy with it?
No, I've taken training in other things that I was interested in, and it went nowhere.
So Uranus squaring the moon, I would say, is that you're really being asked to know what you want. Not, you know, that moon in Aquarius tends to go, well, I think that I should be feeling this. Everybody else thinks this is a good idea, but doesn't really float your boat. But you've got, and, you know, Mercury on the ascendant in Gemini, you can see all the different points of view. You can see it. And you've got your Mercury natally square Uranus and Pluto. So you change your mind easily, and, like, you can dither a lot. And with all the planets in Virgo right now, it's high dithering time. We're all dithering. Like, should I do this? Should I do that? Oh, what about this? What about that? So it just feels like it's hard for you to kind of calm down and go, but what makes my Taurus happy? What makes me feel solid and good, and I want to change some work in a way that brings me into healthier relationships at work and gives me more freedom and helps me feel more secure? That's what I see.
Yeah,
and
I definitely want freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want freedom a lot. Well, I'm kind of looking at your progress stuff. So, you know, you babies that are born in 68, all of you really, are having a lot of stuff because the progressed, the Pluto and the Uranus are getting really activated from the 8th house. And right now, your progressed Sun is in Cancer, right on the nodes of fate. So you really are feeling this as a calling on some level, and because your progressed Sun's in Cancer, right on the nodes. So, you know, it's going to be clearer to you if this is what you really want to do. And I think that part of it is you're feeling, you know, pushed with your progressed ascendant about to shift into Leo. You're at the end of a major 30-year cycle of taking care of people. So if this new thing represents a different kind of work where you're not necessarily caring for people, but that allows you more freedom, then I would say, yeah, go for it, because your moon in Sag is really jonesing. Your progressed moon in Sag is really jonesing for some freedom. And lately, especially 7 months ago, when the moon was opposite the Mars, you were kind of like, oh, my God, I can't do this a minute longer. And so I find a lot of times with Uranus coming, you know, especially with a fixed person, it wants to make change, but it gets incremental. It gets kind of a little afraid. So, and the part of your chart that's feeling a little bit trapped like a slave, what you want to do is go, I'm feeling trapped like a slave there, so I need to change it this way. But I do think that the instinct to do this is good, because the Sun and the Venus, the progressed Venus, are on your north node, and the eclipses that we have in the fall, the eclipses we had in July kind of activated, but we're going to have another set of eclipses on it in December that say, yeah, this is the path. So I think you're feeling the need to do it, and your chart is saying it gets freedom in 7 months, but it also feels like there's just so much endings going on that it can be hard to decide. Plus, you're born with a Sun-Neptune opposition, and right now in the sky today, there's a Sun-Neptune opposition, so we're having a natal excitation, and your Sun is just past Neptune, and the Sun will be just past Neptune in a day or so, which may bring you more illumination. And, you know, Neptune, you have to do work you love, otherwise your chart gets depressed. And so if this represents work you love, then I would say do it. If it doesn't represent work you love, then maybe consider, you know, reevaluating how you get something that you love a little more, especially because your chart's entering a big creative period. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you've got a lot of creative energy ready to unleash. You have a tendency to be overly optimistic, though. So you want to use this period to focus on exactly what you want to create, and it can be big or small, and keep the focus there and actually move ahead and create. And try not to be thinking about how, like the best case scenario, how wonderful it could all be. Just focus on the task at hand and what you can get done this week, and don't try to do it for next year. Do it a week at a time.
Yeah, okay. Especially because there's so much changing in your chart. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. Did you say something about my ascendant is going into Leo?
Yeah, your progression ascendant right now is 29 Cancer, and it goes into Leo. And what that's going to do is that's going to mark the end of a 30-year cycle of caretaking. So you were born with a Gemini rising, and you were a Gemini rising for a while. For 10 years or so, and then you turned into a Cancer where you started taking care of everybody. And so in December of this year,
December 26th, Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas, December, which is when the eclipse is right on your Mars, or when the node's right on your Mars, your progressed ascendant changes into Leo, and you're done doing the caretaking that you've been doing really most of your life, and you've been paid for doing the caretaking, you know, because the ascendant's been rolling through the second house, and it said, this is how I make my money. And way back in, when your ascendant shifted into Cancer, back in 79, that was when you turned into a Cancer rising, and you became a nurturer and a caretaker, probably professionally. And now, or just in your life, that was the way you sought to take care of people, or the way to relate. Remember, you don't have any planets in the first house, first quadrant, really, 1, 2, 3. So the progressed ascendant is very important for you. So it all, because that's the one you got there. And when you and now you're ending the cycle that you began in October of 79. It ends in December, and it's like a whole new life. It's huge. You're shifting from Cancer, which is taking care of everybody, into Leo, which is party down and have a good time. So it's a very
big
shift.
And to be visible. You know, there's a lot about...
Right.
So can you? Would you mind telling us what kind of training that you're interested in taking?
I'm thinking about...
You can say no, I don't want to tell you.
It's no, it's all right. It has to do with real estate and like loan signing. Traveling
and
to
have
people's
you
homes
been doing,
and having them sign the papers.
You've got Moon natally in the eighth house of other, so like other people's homes is something that you can make money with. So real estate is something that's fairly natural. You're sort of a counselor. Have you been in real estate and you're kind of training more in real estate, or are you switching fields into real estate?
No, I wanted something that gave me some freedom, and that would give me. I felt like that would give me some freedom. I wouldn't be stuck in an office.
Yes. I think that, and also as your ascendant becomes Leo, to be a good real estate agent, you need to be a personality. you know, you need to be able to reach people and communicate with them, and you've got Mercury and Gemini on the ascendant anyway, I think a relationship where you come out and become more visible and your progressed moon's in Sagittarius and you want to be traveling around your neighborhood, I think this is a really good shift for you.
Okay. That's what everything I'm saying, cause I do have a ton of planets in the 12th house, and I'm thinking with them opposite Neptune, maybe that this is a terrible idea. And I don't know.
No, I think it's a really good time to be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I think you'll have
grand
a natural instinct for it.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a natural instinct for it. You know, who goes with what house. Because that's, you know, the people I know who love real estate really find that they take the job as matchmaker. And they try to match up the real estate with the people and make everybody happy. And they love their job. So, you know, and it's a job where you're supposed to be visible. So enjoy.
And move around
Thank
a lot
you.
And be free, which is nice. So it gives a different perspective. I would trust the process because the progressive sun is on the nodes of fate, so there's like an invitation that you've been receiving. You know, sometimes it's like we kind of question, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that, oh, for whatever reason. But with this mystic rectangle, I'm really encouraging people to just trust the process and assume the invitation is for a good reason. You know, obviously verify it, make sure, you know, it's not a scam or something like that. And that it definitely, you know, it leads to something, but it is definitely a time to trust the process and listen to the whispering of your soul, which is it doesn't want to be in an office anymore taking care of people. It wants to be free. So how do you move towards that? So.
Right.
Enjoy. Yeah. Good luck. And I think our time
is up. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, it paid off. You signed up. You showed up first, and you were on the line when I came in. I thought, we're definitely going to call on her. So good luck with it. Keep us posted.
Okay. And you have a wonderful rest of your birthday.
I know. I have two more hours.
Happy full moon.
And everybody have a happy full moon. And big hugs to all. And we should maybe sit down tomorrow or the next day or something and figure out what our spring thing is. So, because I want to put it on the calendar. Yeah.
I agree.
But we're definitely, we do a workshop here in New York. Heather gets to come and visit us once a year from the wilds of the far west.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we should do it. So I think we should definitely get those plans in order. So.
Okay.
So, hey, big hugs to everybody. Lots of love. Happy birthday to everybody.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And bye.